We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are starting the last few words on the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Avua Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika Hava Shafech Lu Chamra Loyd Chavim. The derech was like this: that the person who sold wine, he sold 10 barrels of wine, he was the one who produced the wine, he used to sell it to a lekeach. They bought all 10 barrels of wine, including the barrels. And then when they sold it in their store, they put it into little pouches and they sold it, they got an extra perk. They were able to keep the chavis, which was extra money for them actually. But here we have a story where the meicher helped out the lekeach by pouring all this wine into smaller jugs for the lekeach. He did it for the lekeach. And not only that, he also brought it across the river for the lekeach. So since he did this for him, they gave him a present, let him keep the barrels. Usually the meicher gives the barrels to the lekeach, and the lekeach has to keep the barrels. But here, since the meicher helped the lekeach put into smaller jugs, the lekeach said, you know what, you meicher, you could keep the barrel. So the story was with Avua de Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ika. The father of Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ika, so have a shofak lu chamra lo'oiv de kechavim, he used to pour the chamra into the small jugs for the guy who was buying it, va'ozo ma'av le'ma'avre, brought across the river for him, they gave him the barrels as a present. Now, also, they told Abaye that this Avua, the Rav Acha Barei Ika, is taking schar for Yayin Esach. This wine is going to a guy. The guy touches it, it becomes Yayin Esach, and he's taking the barrel. When he's working, when he's pouring the wine into the small ziki, into these small little pouches, it's still not Yayin Esek, it's still a Torah. And since it's still a Torah, so even though after it goes into the ziki, into their hands, it's a problem of Yayin Esek, well, I'm getting paid for my work of pouring it. At that time, it's still mutter, and therefore, there's no problem of taking schar for Yayin Esek. Afterwards, you brought the little ziki across the river, and that is a problem of Yayin Esek. We'll also ask the kasha in a second. I'm like, Kikotarach, my Torah, Kikotarach. Frank the Gemara, right? So, Bekiyumot, the latest Taroziki. The Maisa, he wants the Yayin Esek to last, and his small little jug shouldn't crack, his small little pouches should not crack, because if they crack, then they have to put it back into the big barrels, and he's not going to get the big barrels for schar. Zok the Gemara, the Masti Bahadawi, made up with the Goyim, by the way, that if your little things crack, I'm not giving you back the barrel, the barrel's mine. Inami, the Maisa, Pristik Bahadawi, they brought extra little barrels with them just in case, and they're empty, just in case those things crack. So therefore, you're confident you can get your barrel. It's not right to Bikiyumai, and you didn't work with the Yayin Esek. But the problem is, Valkama Avra Luma Avra. Lamaisa, after you put it into the small little pouches, you brought it across the river. At that time already, it was Yayin Esek. The Goyim touched it already. So the problem is Yayin Esek. So the Gemara answer is the Kotarach, Valkama Avra Luma, the Kotarach B'Yisura. And for the Gemara, the Omalei L'mivruya Mikara. You actually weren't physically bringing across the river. You told the Rav Ika, the Zavud Rav Ika, told the Reish Nahara, he told the head of the river that you bring this, you know, Amai Chesben, you bring it across the river. And since he told them to do it, so he's not the one doing it, and therefore it's not a problem. Or, he gave them this simen, they used like as tokens to go across the river, and he's not being tereach in it. He's not doing it. He just facilitated that they could get across for free. That's all he did. That's not called his malacha. He's not doing malacha Yayin Esek. He's getting paid for his tircha, which is helping pouring the wine into it. And he also facilitated to get across the river. He's not called that he's working with Yayin Esek, and therefore his schar is not considered schar for Yayin Esek at all, because the maisa, there was no working with the Yayin Esek Mamish, because when he poured it into the small barrels, it was still Yayin Kosher. And Lamaisa, he didn't bring it physically across the river. He either told the Reish Nahara to do it, or he gave him tokens in order to go across for free. Zok the new Mishnah, brand new Mishnah. Yayin Esek, Shnofal Gabay Anovim. If you have Yayin Esek and spilled all over your grapes, now your grapes are treif, it's full Yayin Esek. What do? Yadichon. All you have to do is wash them off, rinse them off, and that's enough. Because it doesn't get absorbed into the grape. But if they had cracks in them, they were getting a little old, they had cracks, asuras. Because the Yayin Esek seeps into the grapes, and therefore it becomes absorbed, and it's awesome. Here also does not work hadacha. Why not? The Meiri says the reason is because since the ta'anim, the figs, are very soft, therefore wine gets absorbed in it. And tamarim also has cracks, which are dates, have cracks, and it gets also gets absorbed in it, and therefore there's no eitzah. Now it's totally in hilchos bittel. If there's tam of the yayin in these ta'anim also. But if not, then it's mutter. What's cool nice and tam? Pashtus, if it's not bottle b'shishim, when it's 60 times ta'anim to the yayin, then it's bottle. If it's less, then it's nice and tam, and it's also. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa that does not stem what we just learned. Well, ma'isa v'isa ben zunin, shehevi gregres, which is figs, dry figs, with sfinah, v'shtar b'chavos yayin esech, b'nof al-gareim, yayin esech fell on it, v'shal l'cham, v'tirim, said it's mutter. Why do I say it's mutter? Because they are klal, kol shabah no osir, v'nois in tam, osir. Any time that there's a no from the tam, it's osir. Kol shabah no osir, v'nois in tam, it's mutter. And grapes and figs together with wine don't taste good together, and therefore it's mutter. It's called nois tam of gam. Could go in chaymet and avagav grisim. If vinegar falls on beans, that's not a problem of nois tam, because nois tam of gam. Nois tam of gam means it does not taste good. Since it doesn't taste good, it's mutter. So really, the ma'aseh doesn't stem with what we learned, because the story we learned was nois avagav ta'enim. It's aser. Then we said the ma'aseh is that's mutter. Why? Because nois tam of gam. So Gemara immediately asked Akasha. Afraid to go on Maisa Lister, Chari is a stiro, we bore halacha, then we bore a stiro from a Maisa. So Gemara Chsuri Maxer, something missing. Who, if it doesn't taste good together, the mix of the wine with this fruit does not taste good. Mutter. Maisa Maisa Benzunan. So he made the Gregorius Misfina, I guess Gregorius is different than Tainin, but Gregorius does not taste good. Gregorius Misfina, Mishtar Bechava, Shal Yain Esef, and Avalagabe, and Vah Maisa Nechomim. And the story of the Yain Esek falling on the Gregorius came from the Chum, Vetirim Leo Matir, because Lemaisa, it doesn't taste good. Something about Nacha Maisa. Ahu Kari the Chiti, there was this pile of Chitim, or some of the Gersa, Besa the Chiti, there was a whole pile of wheat kernels, the Nafal Lachavita the Yain Esek. The Yain Esek fell on it. And it seems like Rav held was also. We're going to ask soon. Why don't you wash it? We'll ask it soon. But he held it was aser. The only thing is, it's aser to eat, obviously, but it's not aser bahana, because I'm not going to have enough in yayin esach. Just sell the wheat and don't charge for the yayin. Shaya Rava is Zvuna v'chavim. Rava allowed them to sell this pile of chitim to a goy, and I hanof in yayin esach, not hanof in yayin esach, he didn't charge for yayin esach. I'm not even sure if it's worth more because of the Yayin Esek anyway. Maybe it's worth less. But in any case, he sold it, and if they eat the Yayin Esek, not a problem. A guy could eat the Yayin Esek, even though this thing is coated with Yayin Esek. And there's no hanav, you're not getting money from the Yayin Esek. Therefore, he's allowed it to be sold. But with Marathon Akasha, hey, let us sell these chitim to a guy, there's going to be a problem. Maybe he'll sell it to a yid. That's Marathon Akasha. Eisir Rabar Levoy Ilarava. The loch is like this. Beged of Bakalayim. If you have that beged, that is a wool beged, that a strip of linen got mixed up into it, and I can't find it. It's somewhere in the beged. Tais already asked, I actually bought the Baroiv. And Tais answers, no bit of Baroiv when there's two things that are not Aser. Both are Heter, and the mix that makes it Aser, there's no bitl on that. I bought the Vachalav, you have bitl? He says, that's because the Torah says it's bitl. This Tais is a very big Yisoid. This Tais is a Mas Chahabeged. It's a very big Yisoid in Gan Shas. That Heter Beheter is not bottle. But in any case, the case was, you had here a strip of Kalayim got mixed up. A strip of linen got mixed up in a wool beged. The loch is, HaRezel, it's Aser to wear. HaRezel Eim Keren Alei V'chavim. You can't sell it to a guy. And we'll see why not. There's no Issa Hana on this. But you can't sell it to a guy. And the reason is, because you might sell it to a Yid. Don't make it for a saddle, even though sitting on kalayim is not a problem, but you might one day use this mardas to sew it into your beged. You're going to want to make it need a patch. You say, oh, I'll use the mardas, I'll use part of the saddle. Therefore, you can't turn this kalayim into a saddle. But you could use it for tachrichim, because a mace mitzvah is allowed to wear kalayim, because there's no mitzvahs. You might one day use it for your clothing. You're not going to use tachrichim, because it's asr b'hana. Anything used for a mace, it's not going to be used for yourself because it's also bahana. So the Gemara says, my time. Why can't I sell it to a guy? So the Gemara, my time, maybe the guy will go ahead and sell that beggar to Yisrael, sell it in a suit store to Yisrael, and not going to know the difference, not going to know that there's a climb in there. So for now, the Gemara has a kasha on Rava. How do you allow Rava to sell the chitin to a guy? How did Rav allow this guy to sell the chitim to a goy? Hachinami also is going to Israel. come sell it to Yisrael. Therefore, Rava changed his mind. He said, no, you cannot sell it to a guy. You know why? Because he might sell it to Yisrael. He said, you know what you could do? You could grind it up and bake it and make this yayin nesach bread, basically. Sell it to a guy. Not in front of Yisrael, because now Yisrael won't buy from the guy because he doesn't eat pasakim. So he won't buy from the guy. He doesn't eat pasakim, he'll buy from the guy. If you sold it in front of Yisrael, so then Yisrael sees it comes from Yisrael who baked it, he'll buy it from him. But if you sell it privately to the guy, no one will ever buy it from the guy because they're going to say that it's pasakim and therefore they won't buy it. So there's no chash, he'll sell the yayin nesach bread because the guy won't buy it anyway. Why? Because it's a problem of pasakim. Tanan, so now we're going to go back to the Ikka problem. We said the Chitim has an Isser. Okay, what's the Isser? Why don't you just wash it off? Tanan, Yayin Esach, Shunaf al Gabi Anovim Yadichem. You can wash it. Name of Taurus and the Mutter. Moim of Kois. If they're cracked, Asuras. Then it's awesome. Of Kois in. Dafkof has cracks in it, is the Anov Masa. Shame of Kois Loi. There's no cracks, it's Mutter. So why the Chitim? Just rinse off the Chitim. Why is it worse than grapes? Omra Papa, Shani Chitim. Hova Agav Tzirayakim of Kais Dom Yir. The way it is, is chitim are different than grapes. Grapes are smooth. Wheat have cracks in it. Since it has cracks, it's like a mevakois, and therefore it's a problem of yayin getting absorbed into it, and therefore it's a problem of yayin esach to eat these chitim. Therefore, the only eats is to sell it. And you can sell it to a goy if you bake it, because if you sell it to a goy regular, it's a problem. No problem, no, but the problem is you might sell it to Yisrael. But if you grind it up and bake it, no one's going to buy from because pasakum. But if not, lemaisa the chitim also. Why? Either don't have cracks because since they have these natural cracks in it, so therefore the wine gets absorbed in it.